The scripture for today's service is James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, and also we have Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering without hypocrisy, and the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the message titled, Keys to Studying Well, the fifth.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, Children of Sunday School, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences. Have you ever had the following experience? You look at the clock and you suddenly realize that a considerable length of time has passed by without noticing it. This might mean that you regret having wasted a lot of time without getting much done. Or it might mean that you didn't feel the flow of time because you were studying or working very hard. In which situation do you usually find yourself? If you are always doing something but without much achievement, why don't you think about increasing your concentration? With increased power to concentrate, it can be observed in your work to the point that you don't sense the flow of time. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will apply this message to yourself very well and use the 24 hours a day like it is 48 hours. Dear students and members of Manmin, this is the fifth session on the keys to studying well. I'm sorry that because this is the keys to studying well, it's mainly for the students. So in the first morning service, many of them are students, but in the second morning service, most of you are just adults, so please be understanding about this message. Today I will talk about the third condition that is necessary for studying well, which is the ability to study with concentration by eliminating any idle thoughts. What are the idle thoughts that disturb the students the most? They are thoughts about the worldly things. Here, the worldly things refer to everything that is from the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. Namely, they are all kinds of untruths and flesh that have nothing to do with God. Why then would the worldly things cause idle thoughts? It's all the same in the worship services. You cannot concentrate on the messages because of idle thoughts. It's because worldly things are usually provocative and arousing. It is easy to store things that you see or hear in your memory that are stored with strong feelings. The stronger the feelings in storing the memory, the deeper it will be planted in the memory. For example, when you transplant the rice seedlings in the rice paddy, they will fail in the water if you do not plant them deep enough. However, if you plant them deep enough, they can take root and grow well. When I was young, when they are busy in the countryside, when they are farming, all the students, all the elementary school kids are mobilized to help with the farming, especially this transplanting of the rice seedlings. So they teach them to plant them deep enough. But some students, they don't care. And they just plant them, not deep enough. But so when the water, there is a water or a wave, then these rice seedlings, they just float on the water. So after these students go back, these the owners of the rice paddies, the farmers, they have to plant them once again. So if they are not planted deep enough, it is useless. In the same way, if what you see or hear is planted without strong feelings, it is not planted deep in your memory, and the memory goes away after a couple of days, so you forget. But the knowledge that is planted deep within the memory will last longer. So if you are students, if you are teachers, you can think about how to plant the memory deep inside the things, deep inside the memory of the students. This feeling plays a key role of planting the knowledge deep inside the memory device. So they all differ according to what kind of feelings you have. If you are a good teacher, when you teach the students, you can create some kind of a strong feelings in storing the memory, whether it is in English or math or Korean or any subject. So they can, their grades will go up. You shouldn't just be scolding them that they are not getting good grades, but you should help them get good grades. The teachers are responsible. It's not something hard. For example, if you went through a war in your childhood, you will vividly have those memories for the rest of your life. In my childhood, I experienced the Korean War, and I still vividly remember it. It was in my second grade, and I remember the people coming into the town with the rifles. We used to catch locusts, and we were catching the locusts and chasing the birds. But the North Korean army, they conquered this town, and I witnessed everything. And in the evening, they gathered the people and taught them the songs, their songs. We didn't know anything, and all the children would just learn them. And also the parents, they gathered the parents, the adults, and they taught them. So I was also once taught such things. Please do not report me in or anything. And there, they were teaching it in an interesting way, with the songs and hand movements and hand motions, and they were teaching this ideology, but I don't remember the contents very well, but they were making it fun. So I believe those who are in the 70s, they must remember it clearly. Senior deaconesses also. You will remember the weather conditions, the clothes you are wearing, and how other people were acting on that particular day, as if it had happened yesterday. I still remember which person died, was killed. The rich people, they were killed. The leaders in the town, they were killed. But they could turn their side. They could turn their side and stick to the communists. But otherwise, they would be killed. The first priorities are police officers, the leaders in the town, and rich people, and civil servants. These were the ones to be killed first. And they were killed brutally. They took them to they dug a big hole and they stood them there, and they would pierce them with bamboo spears, and they would fall into the hole, and after they wouldn't want to waste ammo, so they would kill them with bamboo spears, and they would just bury them in the hole when the hole was full. I didn't witness them myself, but I heard from those people who saw them. And one of my friend's father was the township leader, and they pierced him with a bamboo spear, but he just pretended to be dead, although he wasn't dead, and later he ran away. So this was in my childhood, and it was so brutal and terrible that I can remember so vividly. And there's one among my family members too. My sister's husband. He was the he was a policeman. He was in Seoul, and he ran away from Seoul, and he stayed in my house, and his mother. His mother was in Muan, and he came there to take his son. That these people were saying, if you don't bring your son, I will kill you. Then so she came to get his son, get her son down to Changseong. Just come with me. She was telling him, come with me, otherwise they would kill everybody. So he just, he was a good son, and he just followed her, knowing that he would be dead, he would be killed. And I heard that he was also killed by those people. And my sister, his senior deaconess, Insun Lee. It happened when I was in my second grade, but still I remember them so clearly. Can we study like this? If you study something and have such a clear memory, and if you teach your children this way, they will have vivid memory and they will not forget. I don't have memory power, but many people say I have good memory power because I remember the things that happened so many decades ago, 40, 50, 60 years ago. I still remember what was 67 years ago. I still clearly remember something that happened when I was three. I remember how we moved from Changseong to Muan. And saying that I don't have memory power is true. After I became, I got sick, it's not that I didn't lose past memory, but I cannot remember fresh things. I don't have many fresh memories. I don't forget the past things, but when I try to memorize something now, it's not easy. So I don't remember people's names, their phone numbers. So that is why I don't sometimes remember the names of the pastors or elders. But don't worry, I still remember your faces. I cannot remember the lyrics of the hymnal songs. So I cannot sing along. But I can sing a little. When I was singing in the Friday All Night service, many of you were shedding tears. Many of them said they were touched in their heart. And if I just remember the lyrics, I can sing better. and I hope I can remember them better. So I'm saying I don't have this kind of memory power, but it doesn't mean I don't remember past things. It's that I cannot remember fresh things. So sometimes you ask me, do you remember my name? Please don't ask me that. I know you, so my spirit can go to visit you, because my spirit knows you. So you remember it as if it happened yesterday so clearly. Even though you might forget about it, you will remember it immediately by just having something that may remind you of it. Some of our senior citizens say that every June they are reminded of the evacuation that took place during the Korean War. We also had to evacuate. We were in Jangsong, Jeollanam-do province, but we still evacuated ourselves because my brother-in-law, the one I mentioned, is a police officer. And there was this township building, and our house was very close to the township building, which was built by the Japanese during the Japanese rule, and because the communists would bomb this building, so this it was built with red bricks, and if it was bombed, these bricks would destroy our house too, so that is why we wanted to evacuate. And my father was carrying boiled, steamed potatoes, and we went to the hillside, and so there wouldn't be any smoking because we would be seen. If you did not have any particular feeling when you came in contact with something of the world, you'd soon forget what you saw or heard. But if you had some strong feelings about something, you will keep it deeply and you will be reminded of it very well. Also, the mental functioning of students is very active, and they have better memory formation than adults. Especially if you feel studying is boring, it is likely that you will be reminded of the worldly things that you have input with good feelings. But the thing is, why do they feel studying is boring? It should be interesting. It should be fun. It's the same with you. When you read the Bible, when you listen to the sermons, it should be interesting and fun. You should feel happy. If you feel bored, you cannot continue. Because you are reminded of the worldly things that you have input, the untruthful things, that is why you feel bored. I don't feel anything is really boring. If I am to study, I'll be so happy. Students? I'd be so happy if I were to study. I can just read the books I want. I can just eat some snacks and then study. How good. And if I want to rest, I turn on GCN and I'll listen to testimonies and praise songs. I think I'll be so happy. But every day, I have to, in neighboring countries, somebody is having a trouble, and I have to pray for them that God will protect them, God will keep them. If there is any problem with the church, I have to solve them with the prayers. And there are so many writings that I have to read and proofread, and there are so many letters that you sent. But if I were to just study, I'd be so happy. And now let us talk about a couple of cases as to how the worldly things become idle thoughts. First, curiosity towards worldly things can cause idle thoughts. The biggest idle thought, biggest kind of idle thought for us students when I was young, including me, for my classmates, was about eating food. Today, I don't think any students would have idle thoughts about food. If you want anything, you can just eat something. But at that time, we didn't have enough food. Idle thoughts about food was the biggest idle thought. In the school, we wished that we could get something to eat. We wanted to go back home and eat something. But if we actually went to the house, there wasn't really anything to eat. In my middle school, I was staying in my aunt's house, and I couldn't really eat anything in the kitchen. And at that time, we had great appetite, and I had great appetite, but I could just one, three meals a day couldn't fill my appetite. And my nickname was like a wild boar, and I didn't like those nicknames, but so I wanted to eat so much, but there wasn't really enough food. And also in high school, I was attending high school in Seoul. I was staying in my sister's house. There wasn't really any enough food. So after, I would open the shelves in the kitchen, but there was something. Sometimes she would put some rice. Rice that is burnt a little bit on the bottom of the pot, then that is brownish rice. She would put some of it in the shelf, and I would take it a little bit so it didn't show. So the idle thought was always, I wanted to eat something. We wouldn't think about having any girlfriends or anything like that. At that time, there wasn't really any student who was doing those things. Curiosity is desire that is drawn towards new and out of the ordinary things. Students are going through a time when they have a lot of curiosity. There are many things in this world that they experience for the first time and that they find exciting. The curiosity itself is not something bad. The problem is, they have curiosity that becomes directed towards the unfruitful things of the world. They should have curiosity for the good things, but they have curiosity towards the unfruitful things that can cause evil and sins. For example, suppose a student watched a scene in a movie where lovers are making out. It was for the first time in his life he had seen such a thing, and he is amazed. Later, the memory of that scene comes to mind while in class and during his study time. His curiosity is stimulated, and he thinks, what kind of feeling would I have if I experienced it? If you have curiosity about untruthful things, the enemy, devil, and Satan will not miss that chance. So you should believe that there is a spiritual realm and that there is enemy, devil, and Satan. Just because it's not seen in your eyes, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There is enemy, devil, and Satan that tries to control your thoughts. If you can see with spiritual eyes, you can see them. Demons? Some people say there are no demons, but why not? Those who are demon-possessed, They know about me clearly. They know me. Demons know me. So there were some sorcerers, real sorcerers, they recognize me. Because they recognize me as a man of God. You are a man of God. When we had this MBC incident, there was one person, a woman, who was very famous in Buddhist community. She came to visit me. She saw me on TV, and he is a man of God, she thought, and she came to visit me. And because she knew, she recognized me, and so she couldn't say a word. She couldn't open her mouth. She hardly, she began, she just said she met with many famous Buddhist monks, and she wanted to have fellowship with me after seeing me on the TV, but she was too afraid. You should also understand these things. It's the same with the demons, and Satan is like a telepathy. It's like a radio wave that controls your thoughts from the air. So if you have curiosity about untruthful things, the enemy devil and Satan will not miss that chance. They will come into your thoughts and stimulate and incite the desires and curiosity. Then to fulfill that curiosity, you might look for and see the things that you are not supposed to see. You will watch more movies that have similar scenes. Your curiosity keeps on increasing, and you will have strong desire to date somebody and actually do those things. Furthermore, just as climbing vines keep branching and growing, other idle thoughts keep coming to your mind. You'll have thoughts like, if I put on a nice outfit like the movie star, I can get a lot of attention. Where can I get those clothes? Hey, one of my friends knows a good shop. Do I also have to work out to have a better body? Then your mind and thoughts will be farther and farther away from studying. If you come in contact with worldly things, you'll get into them more and more. That is why I don't get in contact with worldly things. It's not because I don't have money. I don't enjoy luxurious things, not because I don't have money. I don't want to start it in the first place. Same with eating. If I want to eat something delicious, I will look for better, more delicious things. So I just like whatever I eat right now. I like vegetables. Sometimes when I dine out with church members, I sometimes dine out something good, but I don't keep it as my taste. It's just one-time event. So all these things become idle thoughts, and they're disturbed by these idle thoughts. And also, you cannot drive away the temptations, and you take the worldly things. If you take something, you want to take something better and something better. But I'm very thankful to our church members. And it's very rare to find such a person. God is picking those people to our church, I think. Oh, they just remove their earrings. They remove their manicures. I'm not saying it's bad, but you don't have to be ashamed if you are doing it. It's the worldly trend. But if you have faith in the Lord, you just automatically remove those things. I don't ask you not to wear any rings, but you just remove fancy rings and you just wear simple rings. So I many of you are really precious. If you cannot cut off the worldly things, it's not easy to lead a Christian life here in this church. But you try to cut them off yourself. But that effort will give birth to spirit. That is the narrow way, the way to heavenly kingdom. Oh, where can I get those clothes? One of my friends knows a good shop. Do I also have to work out to have a better body? Then your mind and thoughts will be farther and farther away from studying. Also, those who have experienced some physical contact with the opposite sex will be reminded of their experience when they see anything similar. So they want to have, they will have strong desire to have the same kind of feeling once again. The magnitude of feelings will vary according to the age of having such an experience. Children of different ages have different feelings about the same thing. As their bodies and mental age are more mature, they will have stronger feelings. Also, even though they were too young to feel something significant at that time, they will have curiosity later when they grow up to some extent. So according to the growth of your body, the feeling will be very different. For example, if you know friends of opposite sex in your teens, if you have such feelings, and your body parts will grow even faster. And if you don't have any kind of that kind of feeling at all, if you spend your teens without having any feelings of that kind, then such parts will not grow. They will understand. Not all, but in most cases, if you don't have any relationships, because you are not interested, you have less hormones, and you don't have so much growth in the body parts. And it's not easy to have more growth in their 20s. So these body parts have to grow in their teens, but once they're not so much grown in their 20s, it will not grow so much. If you don't really feel such desires, it's something so thankful. In fact, it is to have such feelings in the mid-30s. In those in old days, if you become a widow in mid-30s, you cannot control yourself because they begin to feel, they begin to have such desires from the mid-30s. And the husbands, they should understand. Because before that, the women, they're not supposed to be feeling such things at such an early age. And it's how the bodies grow up. According to whether they felt, had the kind of feeling in their teens or not. So it becomes different. So their curiosity becomes different. So if they are educated well, and if you spend, it's not easy, today it's not easy to spend your teens without feeling such things, but if you did, it is a great blessing. And in 20s, they can control themselves. And this is sin, and this is way of death, and they will not get, indulge themselves into those things. But if they couldn't control themselves in their teens, and it'll be hard. It'll be hard later. If you just committed sins, ignoring the truth, and if you get addicted or anything, if you get addicted to sex, then it'll be so hard. So this addiction to anything is something very hard. But if you go into spirit, it'll be so easy. Addiction or anything like that will not matter. So anyway, you have to try to go into spirit. Suppose the students go into spirit, then they can study as much as they want. As they make up their mind, because they control their mind and thoughts, they can concentrate and they can study a lot within a short period of time. And it's the same with you, grown-up adults. Where do you have your goal? What is your goal? Your goal is spirit, going into spirit. What you hate the most in elementary school? Now you have to love it the most. You have to love going into spirit. Before, when I was going to school, I went out to Hangang, the Han River, riverside, on Saturdays, on the weekends. We would swim. We had the beach, sand beach at that time. So anybody could swim in the Han River. Nobody would stop you. In Han River or to Hanamdong side, there was one thing I could see all the time. There's one white figure with a red line, something pretty. That was found only in one house. So even my friends, they didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. And after I graduated from high school, and it was a bowling alley, and there was only one bowling alley in the whole city of Seoul, and this bowling was for only high class people. So I had the curiosity. What is it? It must be fun. And how do they play it? And in the 90s and in 2000s, and there were many new bowling alleys. So in the 90s, some of my people, the workers, they would suggest that you don't walk, you don't exercise at all, you just sit all the time, so you have to exercise a little bit, and why don't you do some bowling. So I did, and it was fun. Oh, it is fun. That is why long ago they said it was for high class people. Nowadays everybody plays, but it was fun. So after recording my all my sermons every week, I had to record I had to record 1,000 minutes of sermons, radio sermons, because my sermons were broadcast all over the country. And I was recording it until I nosebled, because I was sitting there all the time, and I actually had nose bleeding many times. So after finishing the recording for a couple of days, I go and bowl. And it was fun, and I created my own ways, and I didn't learn from anybody, but I would just I would have 7-8 times straight. And so the scores is good. Usually more than 200. Even I went up to 250, 260, or even 280. And it was increasingly more fun. And I was many pastors, they were playing too. So once I thought about it, Father, is it right? I'm exercising, and in my heart, it wasn't really right in the sight of God, because I was spending a lot of time a lot of time on what was not really necessary. Maybe I didn't play every week, but maybe after seminar was over, and I was spending quite a lot of time there, so I made up my mind to stop it. It was fun, and I was getting good scores, and in my heart, I didn't want it, and I proclaimed it on the altar, and I don't do it anymore. And so, the people around me, they were saying, there's another better exercise. If you learn golf, maybe you can play once in several months after having a conference or something. You can also walk on the lawn, and you can walk on the grass, and you can breathe in clean air. And it'll also be a good exercise. And they were saying it many times, so I also had the curiosity why high-class people enjoy it so much. So I learned it, and my skills improved so quickly. I didn't learn from anybody, but I just would create my own ways. And soon I took interest and found it fun. I didn't play often, many times. I played three or four times, but it was very interesting and fun. So I just wanted to stop right there before I indulged myself. So even in other countries, the pastors, they would ask me to go golfing. And, I don't know how to golf, and they would teach me. So I made up my mind. It is a loss for the kingdom of God. And these caddies, these women, I feel embarrassed. I don't feel good about these women carrying big bags. So I just proclaimed it on the altar, and I just cut it off. So whatever is, even though it is so interesting and fun, if it is not good for the kingdom of God, I just cut it off from my heart. I don't have any lingering attachment. Once I cut it off, it is finished. So if your children can do that, they can excel in their studies. But they cannot really control themselves. They cannot control their minds or thoughts. So not to be deceived, not to be tempted, they have to cut off the lust of the eyes. But the problem is they don't even cut off the lust of the eyes. It's the same with the grown adults. If you control your mind and thoughts, you can succeed in anything. If you in your business, you just make your plans and just follow your plans. But you cannot control your mind and thoughts, even though you say you have faith. Brothers and sisters, but all these things, if you go into spirit, they're nothing. You can just control yourself. You can control your thoughts. If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. If you want to cut it off, you just cut it off. So you can. So if you go into spirit, you cannot commit sins. You already cut off the things that are not good for you. You don't like them. So you will not go back to the things that you don't like. Even though they were too young to feel something significant at that time, they will have curiosity later when they grow up to some extent. If they cannot overcome such curiosity and desire, they might do things that students are not supposed to do or commit sins. Suppose a child came in contact with obscene material in elementary school by chance, and he continues to look at those things. Finally, he commits sins in his teens. Dear students, you must not be deceived by the enemy devil and Satan. Do the worldly things look good and gorgeous? The enemy devil and Satan tempt you, saying that taking the worldly things are good and entertaining, but it is a lie. You might get pleasure for a moment if you subject yourself to the worldly things, but after all, you'll be left with only the sense of vanity. How vain is it, after the passage of time, if you didn't commit the works of the flesh in the past, your faith must have grown up and you must be in spirit by now. But where are you at? You are in the first, second level of faith, or in the beginning of third level of faith. You have been a Christian for 10, 20 years. So how meaningless it is. It doesn't give you any money. It doesn't give you any health. It doesn't make you love God. It causes only trials and tests just for momentary pleasure. Why do you have to take such meaningless things? After passage of time, it is destruction of the family, divorce, your children go astray, your business is messed up. Unless God blesses you, He turns His face away from you. Your business fails. There's nothing beneficial. There's no benefit. It'll create only regrettable things. You spent your 20s and 30s like that, and only in your 40s and 50s you regret, and it is too late. In your 50s, you don't even have a house. Your children are grown up. And what did you do in the past? There's nothing but a regret. As Solomon, King Solomon said, everything you do under the sun is meaningless, and you took meaningless things. You took the things that you weren't supposed to be taking just for a momentary fun, to fulfill your desire for a moment, and the time went away, and you have only regrets. And you tell your children, you have to study hard. You shouldn't follow my example. But the children, they already are following the example of their father. Why are my parents always drinking and beating my mother, and why is it breaking things, and why is it doing this and that? And they have already gone astray, and they already created a lot of deficiencies of the body. They have already created deficiencies of the body that they cannot control themselves. So even though they try to do it now, they can't. But I'm not saying you can't do it in the Lord. If you listen to the message, if you listen to the Word of God and understand why you came to have deficiencies of the body and why you wasted such precious time, and if you recover, if you can begin to recover, in the Lord, anything is possible. That is why in this special Daniel prayer meeting, whatever you said you are praying, and you can think about how much of the truthful prayer did you really offer up to God that is acceptable to God. How much did you really pray without any idle thoughts from 9 to 11:40? It's not even such a long time. You pray just for about an hour and a half. And for another hour, you sing praises. You pray for only for 1 hour and a half. You pray for the church and for the shepherd, and you pray for the construction of the church, and also you pray for yourself. And it'll be gone so soon. And for that, you don't give your heart. If you wholeheartedly pray, then you can go into spirit and whole spirit. Isn't it pitiful? You cannot beat them or anything. Even though preachers preach so much, you just forget about it. But this time, in this special Daniel prayer meeting, please do not just waste it. Please do not change your mind. Do not miss any of the 42 days. If you miss any one day, then, I missed it already. I cannot submit my attendance. So just fill. Just be present for 42 days. And if you couldn't avoid any some situation and missed one day, maybe just stick to that and just keep your place all the time. If you pray, you can understand. If you really pray, then you can understand how much you have changed, how much sinful nature's evil you have cast off, and you'll feel. The answer is not something monetary or not just monetary or something visible. The answer is how much you have changed. If you receive this answer, that you have changed all the physical things, material things, they will just come in automatically. If you change your heart and go into spirit, and if you get closer to spirit, and if you stand on the rock of faith, then all those other blessings, material blessings, will just come in automatically. The things that you couldn't receive answers to. Because if your soul prospers, if your soul prospers, all things go well with you, and you'll be healthy. This is the will of God. Everything will go well. You will prosper in all things. So I hope this Daniel prayer meeting will be like that, and I will watch you diligently. So you might get pleasure for a moment if you subject yourself to the worldly things, but after all, you will be left with only the sense of vanity. You might also fall into eternal death. Therefore, if curiosity towards the worldly things arises, I hope you will drive it away with the word of the truth. Drive away such curiosity and desires, thinking about the fearfulness of hell. Dear students of Manmin, secondly, idle thoughts are caused by your desire to have fun and to enjoy the worldly entertainment. Such a desire will be stronger if you feel studying is boring. This kind of idle thought is caused by the desire to seek the pleasures and fun that is of the world. For example, those who really like computer games want to feel the pleasure of playing the game again and again. Many young people, students in Korea, they're addicted to internet. More of them are elementary school kids, more portion of elementary school than middle school, than high school. And about 13%, 13 out of 100 people are addicted to internet games. In more serious cases, the letters in the books look like an enemy that they have to destroy. Their study room has the appearance of a space found in the game. Some students love hanging out with their friends so much, and their minds are filled with those things. So can they study? They have so many idle thoughts. They can't concentrate. Those who like billiards, if they get into billiards, the ceiling will look like the pool table. And they will think about the chopsticks. The chopsticks will be look like the cue. When I was playing baduk, I kind of learned it by myself. And when I was playing it, when I lie down and see the ceiling, I can draw the lines. And suppose I have an imaginary opponent, and I put the stone there. And if I study this way, If you study like this, all of you will become number one. So if you Baduk is just an entertainment, then it's not sin. But after I accepted God, I just control myself, and I maybe play once or twice a year with the elder Jung Ho Lee on the Lunar New Year holiday or something. Maybe once or twice a year, because I don't want to waste time. They have constant idle thoughts, such as, my friend and I are going to see a movie tomorrow. I want tomorrow to come quickly. He's going to treat me to the movie, so I wonder if I should buy the dinner. What would we eat? How am I going to get the money? So because they want to have money, they have to cheat their mother or something. They have to create so many ways. They have to think of so many ways to get the money. When I was in schools, we didn't have enough money. I don't know if I mentioned it. In my high school, I went to this hospital quite often. To draw out blood. We had to line up from early morning. Hundreds of people would be there. They were all jobless. And as a student, I wanted to get some money by selling the blood. And you see your blood being drawn out, filling the bottle, then they give you a piece of bread, and they give you a little bit of money. And I wanted to have some pocket money, and I went there quite often because I was quite healthy. So anyway, so I earned my pocket money by selling my blood, probably some scores of times. But I was still healthy. I didn't have any problem. So if you need money, you'll have these thoughts about how to get the money. It's the same with your children. So that's why sometimes they steal to get the money. They soon begin to daydream without even studying one page of the book. They just cannot concentrate. Of course, I believe this kind of action is history for most of you students here. Now you understand the cause of idle thoughts. So if you are spending your study time this way, I hope you will drive them away and change your attitudes. After high school graduation, they gave me this dictionary as a gift. And the next day, I sold it in the bookstore. I received it as a reward, but I could keep it as a memory, but I needed money the more. So I went to Dongdaemun, and you have these old books, and it's a new one, so I just sold it. Let us pray. Couldn't even finish half of what I had to. I'll pray for the sick. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them and make them clean. Show your works transcending space and time. Reverend Myung Ho Chung of Kenya will have Nairobi Mami Church Handkerchief Crusade on March 6th. And he will speak for pastor's seminar in Bukavu of Congo for 2 days from the 9th. And on the 11th, he will speak for the pastor's seminar in Goma of Congo. Pastor Peter Bay, and he will preach the message and have a handkerchief crusade on March 6th in Vanuatu, Pentecostal Gospel Church. And he will visit the Solomon Islands from March 8th through 23rd. Missionary Pat Jericho of Mongolia will have a handkerchief crusade in Mongolia Mami Church on March 26th. And protect all the church members for the two-term continuous special Daniel prayer meeting. James Vicky, let him pass the bar exam for the lawyer, and let him get into get a job in the patent office in New Hyunjung. Let her get a scholarship from the college, and let her get the license extended. Xu Xuing has uterine cancer, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhong Ju Tan, high blood pressure, diabetes, right knee pain, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhong So Kai, Zhou Chai Ying, be healed of blisters in the testicles, and also the blindness. Yu Jingming, lung tuberculosis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Sen Ho Yang, depression. Liu Ming, the calculus in the liver. Huang Shoval, pain in the left hand. Li Win Wei, shoulder pain. Xu Fu Ming, Mei Shou Hui, women's diseases. Li Mei Ming, hyperthyroidism. Low blood pressure. Zhang Len Fang, headache. Li Ming, pain in the throat. Zhou Choi Liu, hearing disorder. Lin Shan Ling, high blood pressure. Let her have proper heart beat. Zhang Xiu Ring, skin disease in the lower chin. Bei Pu Chan, gastritis and calculus in the kidney. Zhen Su Yang, disorder in problem in blood circulation. Zhang Yu Qin, let the blood be supplied to head and heart. Zhang Xiang Hao, let the mine be sold at a good price, and let there be a lot of resources from the mine. Let it be safe, and forgive him of all past sins, and let their family be evangelized. Zhang Weiping, answer to 2011 the prayer titles. Let there be many workers in the factory. We Guo Hua, let her pay off the debt. Zhang Zizhen, Xuan Qinlong, bless their businesses. Zhang Yi, correct her brusque and tough, rough characters. Lin Zhenhe, Lin Bijian, Ye Dingjing, Zhou Kan, Wang Zhenxin, drive away the power of darkness. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. All the entrails be healthy. All the paralysis and high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Rheumatoid arthritis go away. All kinds of discs, herniated discs go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. Heavenly Father, give them spiritual and physical health and show your works transcending space and time and protect them throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes in driving. Father God, thank you, and protect all the children and let them educate their children in the Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.